What a morning. I should have known. I should have had the gates closed when I heard that they were coming here. Simpering, tedious priests. Thinking they could use me as their instrument. Force me to do their bidding. Bow to their wishes. The whole affair even began with them demanding that I come to them outside so that they didn't have to become ritually unclean. The one time I wanted to save a Jew, just to spite them, and they give me the one Jew that wasn't interested in being saved. You wouldn't believe the stories I've heard. Men, murderers with blood still on their hands, telling me everything good they've done, or about their mothers or children. Anything they can think of to try to spare themselves from death, but this one, nothing. Not one word to defend himself. It was almost laughable. They brought him to me in such poor condition, it should have been easy. The crowds should have sympathized with their fellow Jew, but nothing. Nothing went as it should have today. You would command me, Caiaphas. Why am I being summoned to you?
You should know our laws by now, Prefect. We cannot enter.
If you think I care... What have you brought me?
This is Jesus.
And I should care why?
He has caused a great deal of trouble recently. I am sure you've heard of him.
I hear many Jewish names in a day. In fact, the name Jesus is familiar, but not because of this one. There's a Jesus in my jail right now awaiting death. Ironic, isn't that?
This Jesus is also to die.
Is he? What crime has he committed that has caused the wise and balanced Jewish council to come to such a conclusion? If I had heard of him, I would swear that none of the stories were worthy of death.
If he was innocent, we wouldn't have brought him to you.
And if he was truly guilty, you wouldn't need to bring him to me in this condition, would you? Correct me if I am wrong, Caiaphas, but this feels more personal than provincial. I don't care about your games. You have your own law. Take him and judge him according to it.
We have. But you know that we don't have the power to put anyone to death.
Yes, I do know that. I just wanted to make sure that you did, too. Are you sure you haven't punished him enough? He looks sufficiently chastised to me. I'm sure whatever he's done, he's learned his lesson. Haven't you, Jesus?
Prefect, whether you care to realize it or not, this is a very serious matter, deserving of a very serious sentence.
Caiaphas, what I find a serious matter is the condition of your robes. Why are they torn?
He spoke blasphemy. So vile it grieved me to my very soul.
And that, you thought, was worthy of risking your position? You said I should know your laws by now. I do. Is a high priest not disqualified from such position if he tears his robes?
I would ask that you not interpret our holy laws to suit your threats.
I don't need to use your laws to threaten you, Caiaphas. You and I both know why you have the small amount of power that you do. And yet, to your misery, it is not enough power to do away with this serious matter. What is his crime, anyway?
He incites the people with his teaching throughout the whole of Judea, raising up zealots against Rome.
He told them not to pay taxes.
Oh, spare me. Let's not pretend that you hate him this much because he spoke against Rome. Name a Jew that hasn't. What laws of yours has he broken?
He has claimed to be our Messiah. The King of the Jews.
A king?
He also claims that which is worthy of death, according to our law. He claimed to be the Son of God.
The Son of your God, Yahweh. I didn't realize he had children.
He doesn't.
Where do you come from, King? You refuse to speak to me? Is he unable to speak from the beating you all gave him?
He can speak. Perhaps he has learned to choose his words more carefully now. Where are you going?
Back inside, where it's cooler.
Prefect!
Bring the prisoner in.
Yes, Prefect.
We would have you question him in our presence, Pilate.
Well, then come.
Oh.
Would you like a drink, King? You look like you could use one. No? All right. Your leaders seem to hate you. What have you done to infuriate them so? Right. I forgot. You don't speak. All right, then I will. I'm not certain why they want you dead this badly, but it seems to me that they've brought you to me like a lamb they want slaughtered for them. A sacrifice on the altar of their peace and power. How am I doing so far? They've forced the knife into my hand so that they don't get any of your blood on them. That way, if any of your followers that think you truly are a king get angry, they'll take it out on Rome, not them. All of that is of little interest to me, believe it or not. There is more for a Roman prefect to do than the bidding of a small religious sect. What does interest me is you. Tell me plainly, are you the king of the Jews?
Do you ask this because you want to know, or only because you have heard it said?
He speaks. Am I a Jew? Why should I care if you consider yourself a king or not? I know who my ruler is, but you Jews seem to have a harder time finding one. Or, in this case, keeping one. Why do they want you dead? What have you done?
My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my followers would have fought to keep me from being arrested. But that isn't what my kingdom is about.
So what you're saying is, you are the king of the Jews, but not the one they want.
You say so.
Are you also an attorney? You sound like one.
I was born and came into the world for this purpose. To be a witness to the truth.
So you are an attorney?
Everyone who desires the truth listens to me.
Truth? What is truth? Your kingdom may not be of this world, Jew, but my empire is. And truth here is a lie told often enough until it becomes its own kind of truth. In another life, I might be interested in your kingdom. But this is the life we live, and you, King of the Jews, are a problem that I have to deal with presently. The pack of rabid dogs outside wants you dead. What am I supposed to do about that? You have nothing to say on the matter? I am sure that you heard what they said about you, what they want to charge you with. Do you not have anything to say to defend yourself? You are no attorney, and you don't seem to realize that I have the power to save you or to crucify you. I may be the only one that can save your life, King.
If it weren't given to you, you would have no power over me. For that reason, the ones who handed me over to you are guilty of the greater sin.
Sin, truth, followers, kingdoms. I will admit you are the most interesting Jew I've questioned since I came to this sweltering pit. Now, excuse me. I have to try to negotiate with the dogs. I have questioned him, as you wished, and have found no grounds for a charge against him, much less a death sentence.
What do you mean, no? You cannot be serious! He incites riots and zealots everywhere he goes.
The man is a blasphemer.
He lit a fire in Galilee that has found its way into Jerusalem, and if
Wait, he's from Galilee? Why didn't anyone tell me that? That is Herod's jurisdiction, and that makes your king Herod's problem. Take the king of the Jews to the other king of the Jews and leave me out of it. I thought I had won. They weren't happy about it, but they marched their unwanted king off to Herod. And for an hour or so, I had peace. Then I heard they were coming back. Herod only wanted to see magic tricks, but Jesus apparently was as quiet with him as he was with me. But it wasn't just all the priests and leaders coming this time. No, they brought a crowd with them, a mob, to ensure that I did as they wanted. No doubt paid to do their bidding. A good use of the temple treasury, surely. Hypocrites. This time, Jesus came in wearing a purple robe. courtesy of Herod. I suppose when Jesus didn't perform for him, Herod had his own fun.
I cannot believe Pilate sent him all the way to Herod. He's simply trying to stall, buy himself time. He's coming, quiet.
What is the meaning of this? Why have you returned?
Because, Prefect, Herod doesn't have the legal right to order this man's death any more than we do. This has all been a waste of time, and the time has come for you to make your decision.
I have made my decision, and if Herod is not found differently, then my decision stands. This man has done nothing that deserves death.
Can you care so little about the peace of Jerusalem?
Caiaphas, the only people causing trouble in Jerusalem today is you lot. Besides, why must this be decided today? Can it not wait until after your precious festival?
His followers are zealots who may try anything to free him. We cannot risk delays.
You seem to think that's not true, don't you, King? Your followers won't fight for you. Isn't that what you said?
Prefect.
Allow me to repeat myself one last time. I have found no grounds for a charge against him. But, all right.
You will pass the sentence?
No. You will.
Prefect.
Do you not have a custom at Passover where I must free a prisoner of the people's choosing? I will give the people a choice.
You know perfectly well that today is the day of preparation. There isn't time for...
I will have him flogged.
Why? You think that will make him more sympathetic to the crowd?
To appease you, Caiaphas. Should the people choose to spare their king, I wouldn't want you to feel that he got away without a proper Roman punishment, as you so desperately desire for him. Take him away.
You would have a say in your choice for the custom, Prefect.
And I would have a single day unbothered by Jewish pettiness. But we don't always get what we desire, Caiaphas.
Sheva, Elon, all of you, go into the crowd. You know what to do.
Yes, High Priest.
Flogging is... Well, I'll spare you the details. I will admit to feeling pity for the man as I watched my soldiers take him away. He didn't struggle to get away like I've seen so many do, though. Though he was obviously afraid. Who wouldn't be? It was a fate deserving of the worst criminals, and he, as far as I could tell, was not one. Caiaphas was right, though. I did want to conjure some sympathy for the man. And if I was going to save Jesus' life, it would have to cost him something. They wanted his blood to be shed, and it was. I just hoped it would be enough.
Prefect, a message from your wife.
My wife? Now? I'm busy.
She insisted that it could not wait. And the prisoner has returned.
Good. Finally. Is Rufus ready with the other one?
Yes, Prefect.
Good. It is time for you to make your decision. I offer you two choices. Which one will you have me pass over? Jesus called Barabbas, a troublemaker. Or... What did you do to him?
Nothing worse than anyone else, Prefect.
You've never dressed one up before.
We've never had a king before.
Or Jesus called Messiah, King of the Jews. Barabbas! What?
Barabbas!
Give us Barabbas! Barabbas!
Barabbas!
What would you have me do with your Messiah?
Crucify him! Crucify him!
Why? What has he done that's worthy of death? What crime has he committed?
Crucify him!
You do it! If you all want him dead so badly, you kill him!
Crucify him!
Look at him! Has he not suffered enough?
Crucify him!
You want to crucify your king?
We have no king but Caesar!
Anyone who calls himself a king is an enemy to the Emperor. If you set this man free, you are an enemy of Caesar.
This man does not speak for our people.
Enough. Enough!
Bring me water. Look, see? My hands are clean of this man's blood. I wash my hands of this entire affair. What happens now is your responsibility. The day you regret this choice, do not come to me about
it. His blood be on us and on our children.
Let this one go.
Prefect.
Now.
Yes, sir.
What do I do?
Anything you want, you fool. Get out of here before the people realize the mistake they've made.
Take him and crucify him.
This is wrong, sir.
It must be done. We don't have a choice. A lie must be told enough times so that it can become truth.
Sir?
Nothing. It's nothing. The man you question, have nothing to do with him. He is innocent. I suffered terribly from a dream about him. Let him go and do him no harm. She said that she saw him in her dream, standing in the middle of a pack of rabid dogs. They surrounded him and attacked him, tore at him, until there was nothing left. I did what I could, no thanks to him. It was almost as if he wanted to die, and there was nothing I could do to save him. Why would he not even try to save himself? It doesn't matter, really. The Jewish Messiah, so long awaited and dreamed about, spoken of by children and old men alike, will die just like every other man. It would seem death is the king of us all. And that is the only truth I know, to be certain and unchangeable. What a morning.